The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks on North College Avenue in Fayetteville will become a tobacco-free campus beginning Tuesday, October 1st. Wanda Scholl, Public Affairs Officer for the VA, says the new rule reflects a nationwide trend.
So the VA nationally is going smoke-free. So we want to be in keeping with healthcare nationally and have a smoke-free campus. We know certainly that that's a healthier way to go, and we want a healthy campus for our staff, for our visitors, and primarily for our patients.
The new tobacco-free policy applies to veterans, employees, visitors, vendors, volunteers, and contractors. Smoking and vaping is currently allowed only in certain outdoor areas away from public thoroughfares. The VA has launched an information campaign in advance of the October 1st deadline to educate veterans, families, and staff.
So they won't be able to smoke on campus at all, and I know that is a transition for a lot of people who are used to historically our campus allowing smoking in designated areas. But the hope is, again, that for health and wellness and a cleaner campus, that we will be in keeping with those initiatives and keep our staff, our veterans, our visitors, everyone healthy.
Scholl says the VA will be offering smoking cessation resources to patients and staff by request. Nearly a quarter of all U.S. veterans use tobacco, compared to 15% of the overall U.S. adult population, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Smoking will also be prohibited on all Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks community-based outpatient clinics in Fort Smith, Harrison, and Ozark, as well as their locations in Missouri and Oklahoma.